Time now for your letters. We begin with reaction to Scott Simon's essay last Saturday. He said the raw U.S. unemployment numbers don't reflect the emotion that must be attached to the experience.
Hearing no after no, day after day, isn't just discouraging. It's hurtful and humiliating. After a year or two of being knocked around and doing without, how many of us who were blessed to have jobs would even get out of bed to be so downgraded?
That resonated with many of you, including Keita Sue Bart, who writes on our website, npr.org, "It's been over 2 years for my husband, over-experienced, under-degreed. We're waiting, hoping, after a good interview with a local company last week. We have 4 kids. I get tired of hearing how the government handouts are making those laid off lazy. He is anything but lazy." Susan York Morris writes, "You articulated the experience of so many trying to keep a brave face, plugging away at the job hunt, and trying not to sink into total hopelessness. Is my career truly over, though I've just turned 57? I got a little teary-eyed just listening to it." Last week, we brought you a story from NPR's Elizabeth Blair about the free performances at Washington, D.C.'s Kennedy Center.
The mammoth white building can be a little intimidating. Immense chandeliers, red carpeting, ticket prices easily $50 or more. Or you could go for free and see, for example, OK Go.
So you were born in an electrical storm, took a bite out the sun, saw your future in the machine built, but you know you're ready.
Or Thomas Mapfumo and his band from Zimbabwe.
Carrie Klein from Oakland, California, wrote in to say, "As a former D.C. resident, I remember the Kennedy Center as a very intimidating and exclusive space. Ms. Blair's story changed that image for me and made me think that not everything is headed in the wrong direction." And finally, a response to last Saturday's piece celebrating the 100th anniversary of Lucille Ball's birthday. Rita Conde writes, "OMG, as my grandchild would say, thank you for taking me back home, back 50 years. I can hear her voice and Mom laughing so loud and us kids getting excited with all the laughter. We'd lay on our stomachs with snacks in front of the black and white TV and enjoy a wonderful family time." We like hearing from you. You can find us on Facebook at NPR Weekend.